This is Radio Nepal, a Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari administers the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed ministers. Dead bodies of Pokhara plane crash being sent to Kathmandu. And China's population falls for the first time since 1961. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has expanded his cabinet today, 3 weeks after he assumed office on December 25th. President Bidya Devi Bhandari administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed ministers along with the Deputy Prime Minister Rajendra Lingden at the President's office, Sheetal Nivas, this afternoon. Earlier, there were only 8 members in the cabinet, including the Prime Minister, 3 deputy ministers, Deputy Prime Ministers and 4 ministers without portfolios. Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Chairman Rajendra Lingden has been appointed as the Deputy Prime Minister along with the Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation. Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Vice Chairman Dhruva Bahadur Pradhan has been appointed as the Minister of Law and Bikram Pandey has been appointed as the Minister for Urban Development. Similarly, Maoist Center's Rekha Sharma has been appointed as the Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Sudan Kirati as the Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, and Aman Lal Modi as the Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration. Chief Minister of Bagmati Province, Saligram Jamkattil, is scheduled to undergo a floor test in the Province Assembly meeting today. The Province Assembly Secretariat informed that the Province Assembly is meeting in the afternoon where Chief Minister Jamkattil is taking the votes of confidence. The Chief Minister formed a 3-member cabinet on January 10th. Speaker Bhuvan Kumar Pathak informed that necessary preparations were completed to conduct a vote of confidence as per Province Assembly Regulation 2074. Similarly, the Madhya Province Assembly's meeting is holding an election for the speaker, while Chief Minister Saroj Kumar Yadav is undergoing a floor test today. The meeting scheduled for today will have Chief Minister Yadav take votes of confidence. Similarly, according to the Province Assembly Secretariat, the names of the proposed candidates of the speaker will be read out in the meeting. The newly elected Chief Minister Yadav had taken an oath of office and secrecy on January 13th. In the race of the Speaker, Ramchandra Mandal of CPN-UML on behalf of the ruling alliance, while Jangilal Raya from Nepali Congress has filed their candidacy. Likewise, the Sudur Pashchim Province Assembly has elected CPN Maui Center leader Bhim Bahadur Bhandari as its speaker. The assembly, which failed to elect the speaker earlier, has elected speaker in its 3rd attempt this morning. In the 53-member assembly, Bhandari garnered 28 votes for his support, while 23 lawmakers cast votes against him. Maui Center lawmaker Bhandari filed his candidacy for the post of Speaker from the ruling coalition. Similarly, Nepali Congress put forward lawmaker Man Bahadur Rawal as the candidate for the Speaker. No candidate reached the mandatory 51% vote in the election held twice. The Sudur Pashchim Province Assembly comprises 11 members from the Maoist Centre, 10 from the CPN-UML, 7 from Nagarik Unmukti Party and 1 from the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party. Efforts are underway to send some of the dead bodies of the plane crash to Kathmandu. According to the Chief District Officer of Kaski, Tegh Bahadur Kesi, the dead bodies from Pokhara and the vicinity, which are identified, were however being handed over to the concerned sites since yesterday. Those who cannot be ascertained and are from Kathmandu and the vicinity of foreign countries and crew members would be sent to Kathmandu. CDO Kesi added that identified and conducted post-mortem are being sent to Kathmandu today. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. China's population has fallen for the first time in 60 years, with the national birth rate hitting a record low 6.77 births per 1,000 women. China's birth rate has been declining for years, prompting a slew of policies to slow the trend. But 7 years after scrapping the one-child policy, it has entered what one official described as an era of negative population growth. China's population trends over the years have been largely shaped by the controversial one-child policy, which was introduced in 1979 to slow population growth. The policy was scrapped in 2016 and married couples were allowed to have two children. In recent years, the Chinese government also offered tax breaks and better maternal health care, among other incentives, to reverse or at least slow the failing birth rate. Meanwhile, China's economy grew last year at the second slowest rate in almost half a century, a sign of how the country's strict coronavirus regulations have affected businesses. Official figures show the gross domestic product, GDP, of the world's second largest economy rose by 3% in 2022. Meanwhile, last month, Beijing abruptly lifted its strict zero-COVID policy. The policy had a major impact on the country's economy last year, but the sudden relaxation of the rules has led to a jump in COVID cases that threatens to also drag on growth in the early part of this year. Experts have voiced caution over China's economic numbers, with some warning that the trajectory of the data rather than the figures themselves are a useful guide to how the country's economy is performing. Experts have said suspicion has fallen on Russia over a series of confirmed or apparent acts of sabotage and espionage that took place late last year in Western Europe, with European countries increasingly taking measures in response. The acts came after two events that hurt Russia's interest. In September, explosions in the Baltic Sea put Russia's Nord Stream gas pipelines to Germany out of use. The Kremlin blamed the sabotage on the United Kingdom without evidence. Ukraine and Poland blamed Russia but also provided no evidence. Then, on October 7th, the Kerch Strait Bridge was bombed, interrupting Moscow's ability to supply Russian annexed Crimea, an attack Russia blamed on Ukraine's military intelligence. Suspicion for these activities is focusing on Unit 29155, a branch of the General Staff of the Russian Armed Forces, consisting of deep cover intelligence operatives who operate abroad. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the high hilly and mountainous regions of the province number 1, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudar Pashchim province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country, with chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the eastern and western high mountainous regions of the country today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country, with chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the eastern and western high mountainous regions of the country. At present, there is a general influence of the western low-pressure system over the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 4.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 16.2 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Bidya Devi Bhandari administers the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed ministers. Dead bodies of Pokhara plane crash being sent to Kathmandu. And China's population falls for the first time since 1961. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.